Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasmine and Charlize with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, yesterday a construction worker was impaled in the neck at the Centenary Bridge construction site in Brisbane West by walking into a steel frame lodging into his neck at 3 p.m. Queensland Ambulance Services Response Unit and critical care paramedics arrived at the scene to treat the life-threatening incident before taking him to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital in serious condition. Theatre company Shake and Stir's new production Grimm is in Cremont Theatres at QPAC until October 6th. The production combines German folk tales and collections from the Grimm Brothers' stories to create a lusty and riotous audience experience. The production incorporates themes such as freedom, diversity and domestic violence to bust stereotypes, with its purpose to delight, inform and surprise audiences.
In national news, universities accuse the government of treating international students as expendable in their proposal to cut overseas enrolments by more than 50%. Australian Universities Chair David Lloyd will appear at the National Press Club today, where he will speak to parties on their use of the higher education sector as political tools in a bid to neutralise perceived damage from high migration. The proposed plan means no more than 270,000 international students would be able to study in Australia next year. The state government has tightened its timeframe for delivering the $200 million Cooktown Hospital redevelopment, with construction now scheduled to be completed during the 2027 to 2028 financial year. The brand new hospital will replace the rundown Cooktown Multi-Purpose Health Service, which was built as a temporary facility in the 1980s. Queensland Minister for Health, Mental Health and Ambulance Services, Shannon Fentiman, and the opposition leader, David Crisafulli, have both confirmed their commitment to honouring the project in light of the upcoming election. Facebook admits to using Australian adult users' posts, photos, and data to train AI, with no option of refusing consent. The company provides European users the option to opt out, while Australians cannot due to lax privacy laws. Meta's global privacy director, Melinda Klebold, initially rejected this occurring at an inquiry, but ultimately admitted when challenged by Green Senator David Shoebridge. Klebold added that while only accounts of people above 18 are scraped, photos they post of children are also affected.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.